Now, is there any need to remind you of the housing crisis, which it appears there seems no sign of easing? New builds are happening, yes, but not quickly enough. Did you know this? 9% of the existing housing stock is vacant. It's a huge number, I promise you. The properties, if these were freed up, and I can tell you as well, would help alleviate the shortages. And with this in mind, Padraig Grennan has established EmptyHomes.ie, and he's here to tell us all about it. Padraig, you're welcome back to Late Lunch.
Thanks, Gerry.
Thank you for joining me again. What's the premise or the idea behind this?
Well, the idea is that we have a website, as you say, EmptyHomes.ie, and I'm here today to ask the general public out there to get behind this initiative. What we want people to do is basically log details of vacant homes within their communities to us, so that what we do is we research those properties and try and track down the owners.
So it's not necessarily for people who may own these properties or relatives of people who own them. You're saying to the general public today, if you see a house that's going to rack or ruin, does it apply to apartments, by the way, as well?
It does, yeah. Any properties that might be usable for social housing or private housing. I mean, look, if there's property owners out there themselves who have a property sitting idle, we'll talk to them. We have a number of investors, we have housing bodies looking for properties, and we're a middleman, if you like, to try and basically bring those properties back into use. So if you're an estate agent, if you're just a general member of the public, your next door neighbour passed away maybe 10 years ago and the house is sitting idle, we want to hear from you.
So it's simple as this. Go on to EmptyHomes.ie and you can just register the details there.
Sure. You can literally take a photograph of the property, upload the details to us. The more information people can provide to us, the better, because obviously we want to go about researching ownership of these properties, and local knowledge can be key and very useful in a lot of cases.
You're not crossing any lines of privacy there or anything, if you're saying take a picture of it if it's me neighbours and I've no, you know, I've no...
Yeah, no, we've checked all that out. I mean, we have a full privacy policy on our website.
Okay.
People can check that out. There's no issue there. I mean, there are lots of properties being reported to us. What we do is in our day-to-day job, if you like, is we research ownership of these properties. So as you can imagine, a lot of these cases, there's complex probate issues around these. So you might have somebody who passed away maybe 10, 15, in some cases longer. And what we need to do is basically find out who the entitled beneficiaries are to that property. So that's the work we do on a day-to-day basis.
So that's the gap in the market, so to speak, that you're fulfilling.
Exactly. I mean, I feel we have a solution to a part of the problem, if you like.
Right. And who's not doing that, or who doesn't have the wherewithal or the resources? Who should be doing it?
Well, we're called probate genealogists.
Yes.
That's the type of work we do. It's
yes.
genealogy and probate research.
Yes.
So it's a mixture of both. And what we do is these forgotten properties, if you like, what we do is we go about doing all this research. Eventually, we'll find various people. Sometimes it can be one owner. Sometimes it can be a multitude of people will have a share in that property. We would then have to get solicitors instructed to basically seek probate, extract a grant of probate and bring that property back to market.
So it is the observance and the observations of members of the public that see a place. If you see a place lying there, you could actually, and you're saying today, you could be really contributing significantly to providing accommodation for people who have none.
This is it. I mean, just to throw some figures out
yes.
there, from the census 2016, there are 3,900 houses and apartments in County Louth that are vacant. County Meath, there was 4,600. So that's over 8,500 properties in Louth and Meath alone that are sitting there where, you know, they could be brought back into use. They're the properties we want people to report to us. They're the ones we research everything. There are various reasons, as you can imagine, as to why properties, some are repossessed by the banks, people are in nursing homes, some people have passed away, it's in probate. And then you have these forgotten properties that we can unravel those cases, if you like.
I mentioned 9%. That equates to what, about 183,000
yes.
properties nationally?
That's right. That's right. They were the census figures.
Yes.
That was a snapshot in time, obviously, on one night in 2016. But, you know, a healthy housing market would have 3-4%. It just goes to show we're up at 9.15%.
We're much higher.
Yeah, much
and
higher.
When you hear the figures, when you think of what those properties, and they're there, they don't have to be built, which brings me on to a point. You say you see a house or a place that has work to be done to it. What happens then? The idea is to transact that property. Is that the idea to somebody? Well, is that a private individual or can it be a local authority?
It can be both. It can, like we're working, for example, with Focus Ireland. They're looking out for properties. They want properties in various areas around the country. So, for example, to tell you how it works, if somebody reports a case to us, we will get in touch with that individual, get as much information as we can from them, carry out the research. We know where to start in terms of finding the last registered owner. We have to basically, as I say, do the research, find out who the current owner or beneficial owners are. We would then approach them to say, look, are you interested in selling this property? We'd find out off the local authority if it's useful for, if it's appropriate for social housing or not. So, I mean, it's not just about social housing for us. We do have people contacting us. They might have an eye on a property that they don't know who the owners are and they want to buy that property. So we do a matching service for members of the public as well there in terms of property. So that in turn would alleviate the rental market. So, you know, we're looking at the bigger picture and trying to figure out where we can help.
So it's a two-pronged thing as well. It's privately, but the authorities are involved as well, and the social and private housing, it covers the full gambit. There are some people, I suppose, Padraig, just playing devil's advocate here, who have aged and, you know, as you say, mentioned they might be in a home or in the care of a relative somewhere else as well, and they're very reluctant to let go.
That is one of the issues we find, that people, somebody, for example, may have inherited the family home and
yes,
they have an emotional attachment to the property and, you know, they don't want to let go of that property. They were raised in that house. So that is an issue that we've come across before. And people, you know they need to do something. They know it's not right, but they just can't let go. So, you know, what do you do in that situation? There's not a whole lot we can do, unfortunately.
Yes, yes. And that is understandable. And it's the owner's decision, finally, what they ever do with it. You mentioned rack and ruin properties in different state of repair as well. Is that a big issue, you know, if it's gone beyond the beyond?
Yeah, sometimes properties are just beyond economical repair. And there's not a whole lot you can do there. Again, we act as a middleman. So we would put that to whether it be to one of our investors or a developer, and they make a call on that. But look, the more cases, it's a numbers game for us. The more cases we get referred, the more properties we can end up bringing back into use.
Have you a view in a general sense on government policy here? Because we look at the three major towns in the northeast, Navan, Dundalk and Drogheda, and the heart of the towns, where, you know, I don't have to tell you, it's a big challenge to reinvigorate them. But if you walk across or walk down the main street in Dundalk, Drogheda or into Navan, and you look up above commercial properties and that, there are loads of places and they look to be in the category you're talking about.
This is it. I mean, those census figures we discussed, those figures were taken on ground floor units alone. You know, that assessment was done horizontally as opposed to vertically. So overhead units over shops, commercial units, that is a big factor. There are so many of those. You're right. You walk across West Street and Drogheda here, you'll see them everywhere. So that's a major factor. It's a pity more can't be done on that. But, you know, we would encourage owners to come forward to us on that, because local authorities will look at those properties. People mightn't think it, but they will look at units over shops.
So certainly more could be done, I'm sure, incentive-wise. You know, and there are schemes that the government have in particular areas, but here in the northeast, we have three huge towns and it is worth looking at. What about this thing of geographically, just staying with that for a minute, because sometimes you have properties in places where, you know, they're a bit out of the way, let me say.
Yeah, and when we get stuff referred to us from, you know, rural and both kind of urban communities. The demand for social housing is in towns. That's the bottom line. So, you know, the councils, unless there's a specific need for social housing in a rural area, which there sometimes is, it depends on who's on a social housing waiting list in that area. But generally speaking, the rule of thumb is it's got to be central, it's got to be close to a school, close to shops where people can walk and get access to these amenities. So, but as I say, we will look at everything, because you can be surprised in terms of some of the villages where there is demand.
And again, back to the point, is it about selling the property or is there any scope for rental here? You know, if you identify something and maybe it can be brought up to speed, is rent an option?
Well, here's the thing. You mentioned some schemes there. You have the repair and lease scheme, right, which some people may be familiar with. We'd encourage, you can go, if you're a vacant homeowner and you don't want to sell that property, you can go to your local authority and get a loan for €40,000, which is interest free, and you'll get a social housing tenant put into your property for up to 25 years. So people can generate an income. The local authority will support them in terms of bringing that back to use. It's a loan that's interest free and it's repayable over the term of the leaseholder agreement. So, you know, we'd encourage people to get in touch with the local authority as well. If they don't want to sell properties, they can talk about a leasing arrangement and gain an income for themselves.
When you again address the general public, as you did a few moments ago, and you say, look, if you see something in your area, if there's something next door to you in your neighbourhood or whatever, there's nothing really in it for them. It's just doing something socially responsible. Is that the idea for the person who uploads the details to Empty Homes?
That's it, but we do have a little incentive for them. And thanks for bringing that up, Gerry. We do a draw once a month. We send out €250 one for all vouchers. For there are a lot of people who... We've had people who would report 10 cases to us. You know, so there are people out there who really care about this. They're sick of seeing properties in their neighbourhood that are just lying idle and not being brought back into use. And there seems to be very little being done about it. So, you know, we're trying to be proactive in terms of going out there looking for owners. Local authorities, housing bodies, they are out there encouraging owners to come forward. Whereas I think where we're a little bit different is we're using our research skill set, if you like, to go out and find owners and approach them directly.
Okay. And then again, just to come back on that point, you then put them in touch with estate agents, with councils or whatever. Are you a conduit there?
That's exactly it. We're kind of like a conduit whereby we find the owners, we know who wants that property and we put them together.
How's it been? Because this is pretty fresh.
It's pretty fresh. Yeah. We launched about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Mm. We've had a huge response. I've been around the country just talking to different radio stations. I know you were on holidays last week, so I couldn't come in to see you. But I mean, the response has been phenomenal. Really, you know, we've had hundreds of cases reported to us in the last month, and we're slowly but surely getting through them all, getting through the research. Some obviously are dead ducks, if you like, because they could be repossessed by the bank or something, and there's not a whole lot we can do there. But there are a lot there that we're actively researching at present.
This is a snug fit with what you spoke to me about here some time ago as well. You mentioned there, you know, tracing people for inheritances and monies that are rightfully theirs.
Well, we still do that.
You're still at that as well.
Erin Research is my company.
Yeah.
And what we do is we help solicitors mostly around the country that deal with difficult probate cases where, you know, if somebody named on a will that can't be located, or there's a difficult intestate case where they have to determine who the next of kin are. We do all that work still for solicitors, but obviously that type of research fits in nicely with some of these vacant homes that are simply forgotten about because the owner might have passed away some time ago.
I did mention in the introduction the new bills, they are happening, but you know, to build homes and on a scale takes time to get back up to where we need to be.
It does, and I mean, we're slowly making progress in that regard, but I mean, for me, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there agree as well, I mean, there are so many, as we say, 183,000 stock that I feel are being overlooked. Their potential has been overlooked, and we should be focusing more on that. Louth County Council are very proactive, Meath County Council, Waterford County, you know, there's a lot of action happening in local authorities nowadays, in the last 12 months really in terms of this, but still, I mean, a big push is needed.
You know them, I'm sure you're listening today, you'll probably walk down your street in the next half hour and you'll say, you know what, there it is, that's what those guys have been talking about on the radio. They are everywhere, and it's a pity really.
It is, you know, we're asking people, look, if you know of an empty property, all you need to do is take a picture on your phone, go home, upload it to our website. We have a WhatsApp number as well. It's 087-4292-448. And you can literally send us the pics via WhatsApp and we'll get back to you.
Just give that number again.
087-4292-448.
And emptyhomes.ie is where all the information is. I really like this. That's why I wanted to talk to you about it. And I see the potential in it. And I'm sure many people listening today understand it as well. You certainly have spotted a gap in the market. And you're using your expertise to great effect. I wish you well with it, Padraig.
Thanks, Gerry.
Thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thank you very much.